Hey everyone, welcome back. It's time for another deep dive. And this time, we're taking a look at the January newsletter from the Arundel Camera Club.
Oh, cool. I love these newsletters. They're always packed with information.
I know, right? It's like a monthly dose of photography inspiration.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump right in. One of the first things that caught my eye was a mention of their alternative visual artistry talk.
Yeah, that sounds intriguing. What was that all about?
It seems like it was all about exploring different ways to enhance your photos, using textures and sky replacements.
Ah, I see. So kind of like taking your photos to the next level with some digital artistry.
Exactly. But here's where it gets interesting. The club has some pretty strict rules about how you can use those textures and skies in their competitions.
Oh, really? Like what?
You can't just grab any image off the internet or use a default sky from your editing software. Nope. According to the newsletter, all textures and skies have to be original creations, taken or made by the photographer themselves.
Wow, that's pretty strict. But I guess it makes sense. They really want to emphasize originality and encourage photographers to develop their own artistic vision.
I agree. It definitely adds another layer of challenge and creativity to the process. Imagine pouring your heart and soul into a photo, only to be disqualified because you used a borrowed sky.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be heartbreaking. Talk about a photography faux pas.
Right. Okay, so moving on to something a little less rule-oriented. How about this field trip to Eastern State Penitentiary?
Whoa, a historic prison? That sounds intense.
It is. This place once housed some notorious criminals like Al Capone. I
Yeah.
mean, talk about a location with some serious atmosphere.
I bet. So, what does the newsletter say about the trip?
Well, it looks like they'll have a guided tour at 11 a.m., or you can explore on your own with an audio guide.
Decisions.
Decisions. And for all you photography buffs out there, general admission is $21, $19 for seniors.
Not too bad. And I'm assuming they have tickets available online.
Yep, you can buy them online or at the entrance.
Convenient. Now, if I were going on this trip, I definitely want to bring my tripod to capture those long exposures and really soak in the atmosphere.
Good thinking. But there's a catch.
Uh-oh. What's the catch?
If you want to use a tripod or even a monopod, you'll need to shell out an extra $10 for a photography equipment pass.
Really? That's interesting. I wonder why they have that extra fee.
It's a good question. But hey, it's still a pretty unique opportunity to capture some amazing photos in a truly historic location.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about rules, we've talked about prisons. What else is on the agenda for the Arundel Camera Club?
Well, how about a little something called Tabletop Night?
Tabletop night? What's that all about?
It's basically a club gathering where
Right.
everyone brings in props and they focus on still life and macro photography.
Ah, so basically turning everyday objects into works of art.
Exactly. And you know what's really cool?
What's that?
The newsletter mentions that a lot of tabletop images have actually gone on to win photography competitions.
Really? That's impressive. You wouldn't think something as simple as a tabletop setup could be so captivating.
I know, right? It just goes to show that sometimes the most compelling subjects are right in front of us. We just need to learn how to see them.
Well said. And it also speaks to the collaborative spirit of the club. You've got experienced members sharing tips with novices, everyone learning and inspiring each other.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of how a community can elevate everyone's photography.
Oh.
Okay, now let's give a big shout out to Debbie Wolf and Timothy Huesgen.
Why? What did they do?
They both won awards in the Maryland Photography Alliance contest.
Wow, that's a pretty big deal, right?
It is. This contest was no walk in the park. The newsletter says that out of all the entries submitted, only a tiny 5% actually won.
5%. Wow, talk about stiff competition.
And to make things even more impressive, their winning photos will be displayed at the State of Maryland House of Delegates.
Yeah, that's something to be proud of. Imagine having your work showcased in such a prestigious setting.
It's testament to the level of talent and artistry within the Arundel Camera Club. And you know what? Both Debbie and Timothy won in the same category.
Oh, really? Which one?
Shadows and Silhouettes. And get this, there were 324 entries in that category alone.
Wow. It makes you wonder what made their photographs stand out from the crowd.
It really does. Speaking of talented photographers, let's talk about Ron Pfeiffer.
Who's Ron Pfeiffer?
He's a longtime club member with a pretty impressive resume. He's earned what's called a master's level rating within the club.
So basically, he's a photography guru.
Pretty much. And he's also a seasoned traveler, particularly in the Southwest.
Oh, cool. I love the Southwest. The landscapes are just
I
incredible.
know, right? Well, Ron's actually going to be sharing his expertise in an upcoming presentation titled Photographing the Southwest.
Now that's something I'd love to attend. What kind of things will he be covering?
Well, according to the newsletter, he'll be talking about everything from pre-trip planning to maximizing light and composition and even post-processing techniques to enhance your photos.
Sounds like a comprehensive guide to capturing the beauty of the Southwest.
It does. And based on his bio, it seems like he has a knack for capturing natural features, ancient ruins and art, and the unexpected.
That's a pretty impressive combination.
It is. It makes me want to grab my camera and book a flight right now.
I know, right? It's amazing how a good presentation can spark that wanderlust.
Speaking of wanderlust, get ready for this. They've also got a program coming up that's all about cave photography.
Cave photography? Now that's a niche I haven't heard much about.
It's definitely unique and challenging, to say the least. This program will be led by Ryan Maurer.
Okay, and who is this Ryan Maurer?
He's kind of a Renaissance man. He's a photographer, a naturalist, and a software developer, and he specializes in capturing the beauty and mystery of caves.
Wow, that's quite the combination of skills and interests.
It is.
Yeah.
And get this, he actually gave a really well-received talk earlier about photographing a volcano in Iceland. So we already know he's a captivating speaker and storyteller.
That's reassuring. Yeah. So what will his cave photography program focus on?
Well, it's aptly titled Cave Photography, and it's going to dive deep, pun intended, into the technical aspects of this fascinating niche.
I'm intrigued. What kind of technical aspects are we talking about?
Well, for starters, think about the challenges of shooting in those low-light conditions, transporting all that gear through tight spaces, balancing light in high-contrast environments. It's a whole different world down there.
You're telling me I can only imagine the logistical hurdles alone.
Exactly. And to top it all off, he's even going to give us a sneak peek into an upcoming cave photography workshop he's hosting.
Now, that's something I'd love to learn more about. Sign me up.
Okay, so maybe cave photography isn't for everyone, but how about a nighttime photography adventure in Washington, D.C.?
Ooh, photographing those iconic monuments under the city lights. That sounds pretty magical.
It does. The meeting point is the Jefferson Memorial at 5 p.m. just before sunset.
Smart timing.
Yeah.
You want to catch that golden hour light as the sun sets. And then transition into those beautiful blue hour shots.
Exactly. And the newsletter recommends bringing a tripod and a cable release for those stunning long exposures.
Essential gear for night photography.
They've also thoughtfully provided detailed parking information, including costs and locations.
That's always helpful, especially in D.C. where parking can be a bit of a nightmare.
You're telling me. And they even encourage carpooling, which is always a good idea.
So which monuments will they be able to capture on this outing?
Oh, you know, just a few casual landmarks, the Lincoln Memorial, the Korean War Memorial, the Vietnam Memorial.
Only the most iconic symbols of American history and culture.
No big deal.
It's incredible to think about the possibilities for capturing these monuments in a whole new light. Literally. The reflections in the reflecting pool, the play of shadows and artificial light. It's a recipe for some breathtaking photos.
I can already picture those dramatic compositions. Okay, let's do a quick rundown of the upcoming contest themes, just to give you a taste of what's in store for the Arundel Camera Club members.
Sounds good. I'm all ears.
February is all about geometric photography.
So basically finding those interesting lines, shapes, and patterns that often go unnoticed in our everyday surroundings.
Exactly. Then in April, they'll be shifting gears to landscapes.
Ah, a classic theme that allows photographers to capture the grand beauty of nature, from sweeping vistas to intimate details.
Two very different themes that offer a chance for photographers to flex their creative muscles and explore different approaches to their craft.
It's great that they offer such a variety of challenges throughout the year. Okay, so what comes after landscapes?
Well, next up in the newsletter, we have a section dedicated to a recent outing to Arlington National Cemetery. It features a collection of photographs taken by various club members.
Arlington National Cemetery? That's a powerful and moving location. I bet the photos are truly stunning.
I'm sure they are. And finally, we get to the December contest results.
The moment of truth. Drumroll, please.
A big congratulations to all the winners across the various categories, from Digital Novice and Digital Unlimited to Color Novice, Unlimited Color, and Unlimited Monochrome.
So many talented photographers. It must have been tough to choose the winners.
I bet. Just skimming through the winning titles is enough to spark curiosity. Misty Morning, Beauty of Aging, Chug, Chug, Puff, Puff.
Those are some intriguing titles. It makes you want to see the photos and understand the stories behind those creative names.
It really does. It's a wonderful way to celebrate the diverse talent and creative vision within the club. And it makes me realize how much goes into running a thriving camera club like this.
It really does take a village. From organizing events and field trips to running contests and providing feedback, it's clear that the Arundel Camera Club is a well-oiled machine fueled by the passion and dedication of its members.
And speaking of keeping things running smoothly, the newsletter wraps up with a list of the club officers and staff highlighting the many individuals who work behind the scenes to make it all happen.
It's a testament to the strong sense of community within the club. Everyone is willing to contribute their time and talents to ensure its continued success.
And in this digital age, no club is complete without a robust online presence.
True that. You've got to meet people where they are these days.
And the Arundel Camera Club has got it all. A website, a mailing list, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.
They're covering all their bases. I'm impressed.
They even live stream their meetings on Facebook, which is a fantastic way to make them accessible to those who can't attend in person.
That's a great idea. It expands their reach and allows people to connect from anywhere in the world.
And if you miss a meeting, no worries. They post recordings on their YouTube channel.
Talk about catering to every learning style and schedule.
Right. On Instagram, they showcase winning images and announce upcoming events, providing a visual glimpse into the club's vibrant community.
It's a smart strategy that speaks volumes about their commitment to engaging with the wider photography community.
So there you have it. A whirlwind tour of the Arundel Camera Club's January newsletter. It's amazing how much information and inspiration they pack into these pages.
It's truly a testament to the power of community and shared passion. But before we move on, I'd love to get your take on something.
Fire away. I'm all ears.
Imagine you were a member of a camera club like this. What kind of photography would you be drawn to explore, surrounded by the supportive community?
That's a great question. I think being part of such a vibrant community would inspire me to step outside my comfort zone. You know, try something I wouldn't normally consider on my own.
I love that idea. It's all about embracing new challenges and expanding your creative horizons. So what kind of photography would put you in that direction?
Maybe underwater photography.
Wow, now that's ambitious. What draws you to that particular genre?
It's just such a completely different world down there. The way light behaves, the fluid movements, the fascinating creatures, it's like exploring another planet.
Yeah.
Plus, it combines my love of photography with my fascination with the natural world.
I can see that. It would definitely require a whole new set of skills and equipment. I mean, right. Have you ever tried taking a photo underwater? It's not easy.
Exactly. And that's part of the appeal for me. Learning something completely new, pushing myself creatively and technically, it would be a real adventure, both in terms of the photography itself and the personal growth it would involve. That's a fantastic mindset.
Yeah.
It's all about embracing the journey of discovery and pushing those creative boundaries. And who knows, maybe you'd even get good enough to enter some underwater photography contests.
Maybe one day. But for now, I'm content with exploring these ideas vicariously through the Arundel Camera Club. It's amazing how their enthusiasm is contagious, even through this newsletter.
I completely agree. Speaking of a club, let's circle back to their organizational structure. I'm impressed by how smoothly everything seems to run. They have a role for everything.
It really does speak to the dedication of their members. They're clearly passionate, not just about photography, but about their community as well. It takes a lot of effort to keep a club this active and engaged.
That sense of belonging is so important. It elevates a club beyond just a shared hobby. It becomes a support system, a source of inspiration, a place to grow and learn from each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's about fostering those connections and creating a space where everyone feels welcome and encouraged to explore their creative potential.
And the Arundel Camera Club seems to excel at that. Now, before we jump into their impressive social media presence, I wanted to highlight one more thing from the club information section. Did you notice that their meetings are actually open to the public?
Oh, that's interesting. So even if you're not a member, you can still get a taste of what they're all about.
Exactly. It's a low-pressure way to experience the community firsthand, see what kinds of programs they offer, and maybe even learn a thing or two. They alternate between presentations, photography assignments, and competitions. So there's always something different happening.
That's a great way to keep things fresh and engaging for everyone. Okay, let's dive into their social media strategy. They seem to be active on every platform imaginable.
They really are. It's a smart move, especially in today's world where so much communication happens online. It allows them to reach a wider audience, connect with potential new members, and keep their current members informed and engaged.
Their website is a great example of this. It's like a central hub for all things Arundel Camera Club. You can find their calendar of events, access past newsletters, even delve into their constitution and bylaws if you're so inclined.
Talk about organizers.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a mailing list to keep everyone updated on important announcements and events. And of course, they're active on Facebook where they broadcast their live meetings. So even if you can't physically be there, you can still participate in real time.
And if you happen to miss a meeting, no worries. They post recordings on their YouTube channel, making those presentations accessible to anyone, anywhere. It's like having a virtual library of photography knowledge at your fingertips.
It's really impressive how they've thought of everything. And let's not forget about Instagram, where they share announcements, behind the scenes, glimpses of club activities, and of course, those stunning winning images from their competitions.
It's a fantastic platform for showcasing the talent and creativity within the club and inspiring others with their beautiful photography.
Absolutely. If you're looking for a glimpse into the world of the Arundel Camera Club, their social media is definitely the place to start. But, you know, beyond the impressive organization and the online presence, what really stands out to me is the heart of this club, the members themselves.
Couldn't agree more. They're the lifeblood of this community. Their passion, their dedication, their willingness to share their knowledge and support each other. It's what makes the Arundel Camera Club so special.
Without them, it would just be a bunch of cameras and tripods gathering dust.
Yeah.
But their enthusiasm and camaraderie bring this club to life, both in person and online. This newsletter is a testament to that spirit.
It really is. Flipping through these pages, you can sense the excitement, the creativity, the genuine joy of people coming together to share their love of photography. It makes me wonder what the future holds for a club like this. Photography is constantly evolving, so I'm curious to see how the Arundel Camera Club adapts and grows in the years to come.
It's a fascinating question. Technology is certainly a driving force. I imagine we'll see even more creative uses of digital tools and techniques. You know, think AI-powered editing software, virtual reality photography experiences. Who knows what other innovations are just around the corner?
It's an exciting time to be a photographer, that's for sure. But with all this rapid advancement, do you think the role of photography clubs might change?
That's a good question. I mean, with so much information available online, it can be overwhelming for photographers to navigate it all on their own.
You're telling me it's easy to get lost in a sea of tutorials, gear reviews, and social media trends.
Exactly. Mm. Information overload is a real struggle these days.
It is. It's hard to know where to focus your energy and attention.
Right. So do you think clubs like the Arundel Camera Club can help with that?
Absolutely. I think community will become even more important in this evolving landscape. They can provide a sense of direction, you know, a curated learning experience, and a supportive community to help photographers navigate this ever-changing world.
It's like having a compass and a map in a vast and uncharted territory. And it's not just about technical skills, right?
No, not at all. It's also about fostering that sense of belonging, that shared passion that fuels creativity and growth.
Right. It's about creating a space where everyone feels welcome, regardless of their skill level or experience. Mm-hmm. A place where they can learn from each other, share their work, and receive constructive feedback. It's about building those connections that make photography more than just a solitary pursuit.
Well said.
And the Arundel Camera Club clearly understands that this newsletter is more than just a list of events and announcements. It's a reflection of their values, their commitment to fostering a supportive and inspiring community.
I couldn't agree more.
So what are your final thoughts on this deep dive?
Well, it's been a real pleasure diving into this newsletter with you. It's left me feeling energized and optimistic about the future of photography.
Me too. It's a reminder that no matter how much technology advances, the heart of photography lies in the human connection. You know, the desire to capture moments, share stories, and see the world through a different lens.
And that's something that will never go out of style.
So true. Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into the January issue of the Arundel Camera Club newsletter. We hope you enjoyed this journey with us. Maybe it's even sparked a little inspiration to dust off your camera, join a local photography club, or explore a new genre that's been calling your name.
Until next time, keep shooting, keep learning, and keep sharing your passion for photography with the world.